Hello.
Hello, is Russ Balling there?
Not right now. Can I ask who's calling?
Yes, you can help me if you like. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case,
Let me get him. Hold on 1 second. Let me go get him.
okay.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Carla. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, sir, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certainly.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and may I ask your age?
35.
Okay, thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Okay, thank you. And now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
What's the question? I heard the responses.
Okay, of course. It says, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices. From Fury.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I am going to read a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. We have 4 options here: strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove. So the first one is Joe Biden as president.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
What was the middle of the road option, like average or something?
Somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove are the middle options.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Donald Trump as former president.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. And Sherrod Brown as senator.
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I am going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you haven't heard about this person or institution, you can let me know. And we also have 4 options: very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Donald Trump again.
Favorable.
Okay, and would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. Next one, Marcy Kaptur.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, First Energy.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Derek Merritt.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And also, Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Probably Republican.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Which one was it? What was the Republican? Was that?
Of course, Republican is Bernie Moreno.
Bernie Moreno.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Derek Marin.
Okay, thank you. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for her?
I guess there's a small chance.
Okay. Thank you. And now I am going to read a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. The statement says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? Or so if you think, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or if you think it's not true, please say so.
Somewhat less.
Okay, thank you. Now, I am going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each one, please tell me if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, or if it makes no difference. Also, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for him, or if you think it's not true, you can let me know. So the first one says, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to cut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age.
I'm not sure that all that's true.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Should I select the option not true?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Derek Marin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravation, abortion, murder. Marin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctors to re-implant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. We're just a couple of statements to go. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sells extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. And last statement. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we footed the bill for Merritt's corruption.
Oh, man. Probably... A lot less likely.
Okay. Thank you so much. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or would you still vote for him?
That whole First Energy thing was a whole shit show, so that would probably be a big reason for me.
Okay. Let me just take notes, since this is an open question. Let me just write down your answer. Okay, to First Energy. Okay, thank you so much. Next one. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I would like to ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Do I have to vote? They sound like terrible candidates.
Well, if you're undecided, you, for example, you can let me know which candidate would you lean toward.
Oh, man. What if I'm right in the middle?
Yeah. So would you say, I don't know,
probably the Republican, but I don't like either one of them.
Okay.
I don't like any of them anyway.
No problem. Well, for the Republican, we have two options, like firm Republican Derek Merritt or lean Republican Derek Merritt.
Lean.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the last couple of questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
Sure. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Probably lead Republican.
Okay. Okay, but would you say, well, we have only two options related to Republicans.
The Republicans.
Strong or not strong? No, don't worry.
Not strong.
Okay, thank you so much. And how important is politics to your personal identity? The options are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all.
Not important at all.
Okay, thank you. And this is the last question. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and participation. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.
Thanks. You too. Yep. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.